This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Festivals and more festivals are on the agenda for this edition of Weekend in Entertainment. There's the Charlotte Veg Fest, the Yasu Greek Festival, and the Panthers' Fantennial Street Festival on Saturday. There are also live performances from and honoring legendary artists. Joining me to talk about these events is Serafina Wright, WFAE's All Things Considered producer, in front of the mic today. Hi, Serafina.
Hi, Gwen.
Let's start with the Greek Festival, which kicks off tonight. It's been around since 1978 and since then has become one of Charlotte's largest cultural events. Tell us about it and what can we expect?
You can expect cultural exhibits, authentic Greek cuisine, and homemade pastries, entertainment, live music, dancing, all of which is in the Greek tradition. You know, they have wine tastings, art for sale, shopping, and different things like that. So it's one of the more popular festivals that happen every year. And it's a great event for the entire family. They have things for kids to do, and it's just one of those staple Charlotte events.
And thousands turn out for this. So tell us where, when, and how much.
The Greek Festival is at the Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Cathedral on East Boulevard. So that's just right off of Uptown Charlotte. So the festival runs through Sunday. The admission is only $3 and children are free.
Great. Now, there is also a festival for vegans and veggie lovers, the 2019 Charlotte Veg Fest. What's in store there?
Yes, so the Veg Fest has become a pretty big deal in recent years. It all started in 2011, and since then it has really grown. This Saturday it will be held from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Freedom Hall at the Park Expo. And you can expect, obviously, lots of veggies from dozens of food vendors, but also cooking demos highlighting vegan dishes. There will also be dog adoptions taking place on site. So if you're looking to rescue a dog, you can do that there.
Wow, finding homes for dogs, a nice addition. And there are some extras for those who get there early, right?
Yes, so the first 200 attendees will receive goodie bags with some cool items in it. I'm not sure exactly what, but of course, vegan themed. There will be activities for children, and there's a Veg Fest after party at Heist Brewery for those who want to keep the fun going.
Sounds good. This weekend, there's another festival specifically for Panther fans with a popular performer on tap. That's the sounds of North Carolina rapper Petey Pablo. He will be performing at the Panthers' Fantennial Street Festival that's kicking off the team's 25th season ahead of their home opener on Sunday against the LA Rams. So, Serafina, what else can those attending look forward to at this festival besides Petey Pablo?
So the Fantennial opens up Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on Mint Street outside of the east-facing Lowe's Gate. So there will be Panthers entertainment groups, pretty sure the Top Cats. And then also you'll have visits from current and legendary Panther players. Maybe Jake Delhomme will stop by. He's kind of come back down this way to join the Panthers and their media broadcasting team. So probably him, nice. Steve Smith, I'm sure, may show up. Mm-hmm. Hopefully our more popular players, Cam Newton, Luke Kuechly, you know, we'll see. But there'll also be, you know, just like a variety of food and drink vendors and, you know, just a great way to kick off the season.
And tickets?
No tickets. Everyone of all ages are welcome. You know, just walk on up towards the Panthers Stadium, you know, either from the light rail or wherever you're coming from, and you'll see the fun and can join in.
Great. Free is always good. That's the legendary rock band Hootie and the Blowfish. Their tour, Hootie and the Blowfish Group Therapy, is in town tonight at the PNC Music Pavilion, and I'm sure it will be a packed house.
Yes, Hootie and the Blowfish are extremely popular, especially around these parts. They started just down the street, I guess you can say, in Columbia, South Carolina, in 1986 with Darius Rucker, Mark Bryan. So you may know them from hits over the years like Hold My Hand, Let Her Cry, Time. So country rock fans are in for a real treat this evening. This is a big deal.
And apparently there are some restrictions with purchasing tickets. What's going on there?
Yes, so sales to this event will be restricted to residents within a 200-mile radius of the venue, according to Live Nation. So the residency will be based on your credit card billing address. So if you live outside of that radius, your tickets won't go through and they'll just refund your purchase.
That's a new twist, but I guess they're looking out for the local fan base and I'm sure they appreciate that.
Yeah, because Hootie and the Blowfish are so popular and they have these amazing fans from all over the country in the U.S. You know, it's one of those things. It's like, oh, they're performing. You know, I live wherever in Atlanta. I live
I'm
in
coming.
Texas. Yeah, right. I'm going. And so in order for people in this area to be able to get tickets, because they go extremely fast, they decided to do this. I've never heard of this, but I'm pretty sure it's common.
So another weekend of great events. Thanks, Serafina.
Thank you, Gwen.
Serafina Wright is WFAE's All Things Considered producer.